Hey guys!
Hey, welcome to Basically Organic.
Welcome back, or welcome to, or just welcome all. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I'm not gonna quote.
Dang it, I really wanted to have a scene. Oh, welcome to episode 5.
I can't believe it's been 5.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So much talking.
So many hours of talking, but it's been so fun.
It has been fun. Oh. We hope you guys are enjoying it.
Yes, that's a must.
Our basically organic. I wonder what our listener should be called.
Should we have a poll?
Basically yes.
Organic crew.
No, that's like a million hours Posse? Long to say. Mm. Posse's the worst word in the world.
B.O. gang.
No! We'll think of one and come back to you guys. Ignore all of these.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, those are bad. Anyways, Jesse, how was your day? What'd you do today?
Danielle, thank you for asking.
You're so welcome.
My day was so good. Yeah. I worked out. I cleaned. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Malibu. We went to the beach.
Oh.
And it was very nice. That it was finally like warm enough. Yes. And we just got back. We're in an hour and a half of traffic.
Lame. I'm
a little sun tired, but feeling great and refreshed. And it's Earth Day, so being at the beach for Earth Day was very nice. Just appreciating Mother Nature, you know.
She's beautiful.
She's the best.
That's for sure.
She deserves much more than we give her. That is for sure, for sure. But that is another episode.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we should do one. I could talk for
hours. That's actually a really good idea. Wow. We should do that.
All right.
We should have done that today for Earth Day.
Wait, should we switch it right now?
No, because I don't.
No.
I'm not prepared.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
All I know is minimal things.
Oh man,
that's funny. Danielle, how was your day?
It was lovely. I've been doing some interior, not renovations, we're just adding to our apartment since we're staying another year, and there's been things on my list in our bedroom that I've wanted to add, and we haven't done it because we thought we were moving, and then it would have been a waste of time putting it up and then taking it down and then moving. But now that we're not, my husband surprised me and said that we could decorate it. And so I got some wall decor and my mommy came over, our mom, and she helped me put up a little photo gallery today. So it was really nice.
Cutie.
I'm super excited, y'all.
Can't wait to see the pics. Gonna be fun.
It's cute. You made a cameo, so.
Really?
Yeah.
What photo?
At your wedding.
Stop. Wait, our sister one or sibling one?
All of us, the sibling one.
Sib?
Yes.
Well, I'm a little less excited because it's not just
a photo
of me, but we can include the siblings, I guess.
I'll just blow up a picture of me and you and put it above our bed.
That's all I asked for, and it's not that much. As you're looking at the blown
up
photo
of me in your room, girl?
If you don't follow me on Instagram, Kelby and I have a huge photo print from our wedding, and it looks freaking sick.
Yeah, it does.
I did not know it was going to be as big as what it is.
You didn't?
No, I don't measure things.
Jessica.
I, don't pay attention to that stuff. It ended up being fine, though. It looks sick.
You're crazy.
We
just ordered a huge one to go above our dresser. It's like that one that you have. And it's a whole, pine trees on the bottom of a mountain. And it's all, musty, kind of like a dewy sunrise. It looks really pretty. I'll show you it.
Cute.
But big pictures are the best.
Cute.
Stoked.
Well, aren't we just the little decorators?
Yes, in our free time.
Speaking of free time, Danielle.
Segway.
Do you know how to balance your life?
Question mark? No.
There's so much to do. Working out, eating, work, alone time, husband time, family time, friend time. There's so much. How do you handle it?
How do you get it done in 24 hours?
We're here to tell you. Today's episode, if you can't tell by that very obvious infomercial, is about managing your time. And I feel like many people, especially millennials, aren't we Gen X? What generation are we?
No, we're millennials. Marshall,
no, we're not.
I am.
Wait, no? Oh, you're right, you're right, you're right.
I think it ends at your year. And then 96 it does. Is the iGen or generation. There's like a couple different names for them.
Well, we should have done our research before.
It's okay, it doesn't matter. Anyways.
Doesn't matter. I feel like in this generation, everyone is having a side hustle. Everyone is having a passion project on the side because why not? And I think that that is very beautiful and everyone is inspired to do everything. But when you start getting into your adulthood years and you're like, oh crap, I have to balance this and I just got married and now I have a spouse and now like what do I do with this time and that time? Mm-hmm. And it can be overwhelming / lots of trial and error before you can kind of figure out a routine. And so we are here to talk about our routines and how we balance things and just some tips for you guys, which you might ask, how do you stay healthy? Isn't this a health podcast? Well, to answer your question, mental health is a part of being healthy. And we don't want to be stressed out when we're living our day-to-day lives, girl. That's your health, girl.
Right. You can be drinking a green juice and then be stressing. You're going to get those stress hits, and it's just not going to balance.
Ain't that the truth? You nailed that.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's hard. I definitely. So there's a new book called Digital Minimalism that came out this year. I highly suggest everyone to read it. And but they talked about, and I was also listening to someone else who was saying this. We live in such an awesome time because we can have side hustles or, you know, side passions that we can like make money off of. But previous generations have never had that. This is something that's super new and that everybody's kind of adjusting to. Because when you look back 100 years ago, people like had one job that fed their family, that was the income. They were tired. Like that's just what life was. And we didn't have all of this at our fingertips, which I think, not saying like, well, we should just disregard all of this and we should keep that pattern. It's like, I'm not agreeing with that. Like, well, then we should just cut everything else, do what's been working, do what's been done. But it's like, how do we balance all of this new information, all of these new, oh, I can make money doing this. I can make money doing this. That's never been done before. Yeah. How do we balance that in a world that's never really had this to, I don't know, like adjust to?
And yeah, and not to be all about money. Like even some things, it's just like, it's not even, you're not even getting money for it, but it's just like a passion that you are
right
almost encouraged to do. Mm-hmm. And it's like, let's say, like, I don't know, you want to, frick, what's an idea? Write a book. Well, in order to write that book, you're having to have time alone and time set aside. And then you have to invest in yourself to make that book, go out to find book agents, like all these things that for the majority of people, not that we aren't blessed, but we maybe aren't a millionaire or a billionaire. You know what I mean? Not everyone is.
Yeah.
And so to just have those things that you are passionate about and the things that you have ideas about, and it's almost as if to say, like, you're worthy enough to fight for this.
Yes.
And if it means that much to you, sometimes that does mean you're not sleeping for a night, mm-hmm. or you're getting off of your job at 9 p.m. and then you gotta hustle to your next thing. You gotta, like, there's just so many things that it's so tiring and you're just like, what the crap am I doing right now? But it's so worth it, or it's going to be so worth it in the end. And it's all about almost something that I've realized, and I guess I don't like doing points, but if you're gonna have a first point, is prioritizing slash taking things out. So I'm not sure if anyone knows this, but I am a pursuing film acting out here in California. That's partly why we moved.
Yes.
And thank you, thank you. So,
Applause, applause.
thanks. So I can't tell you how many times I have gotten off of work with a 10-page script that I have to memorize for the next day, or hey, we need this audition tape by tomorrow morning, and you're like, perfect, thank you so much for the heads up. I'm gonna go home right now and film and learn and do all of this for you guys. That's the thing. You have to love what
Man.
you're doing. And so it's like prioritizing that. And so that obviously means I'm not going to go out with friends that night, because what I'm pursuing and what my dream is more important than that. Not that I'm not hanging out with friends every night. Friends are very important. But it's like you have to prioritize things and you have to know your worth in things. And then, like, so this example, I was a dancer for like 18 years, but I didn't have the emotional capacity to keep dancing once I added all these things. And so that was something that I took out of my life. And I'll take classes from time to time, and I still love it so much, but it wasn't something I was dedicating my free time to. And so it's like prioritizing those things. And then
You can't do it all.
when, yeah, you can't do it all, and knowing that that is okay. And I think it's a fine line of not doing it all and then having too much on your plate. You know what I mean? Because like you see some people, then you're like, how the heck are they doing all this? But they're managing it, and for them it's working. But there's the fine line of it's breaking you and it's not healthy, and you don't have to do it all. You know what I mean? So I feel like something that is a huge lesson to be learned is like allowing yourself to give up some things.
And I remember growing up, we would hear people tell us, like, find the one thing that you're passionate about and pursue that. Like, don't try to put, I don't know. Don't remember hearing that? Like, pursue this one thing, find what you're passionate about, and then go after that one thing. Don't try to overcommit yourself. Well, I would hear that, and then I was like,
It's like that
well,
saying of being a master of one thing or a
yes.
novice in 10 or something like that.
Yes. And then it's like, well, I'm still, I feel like I'm still in this in between where I would hear that, and I was like, well, I don't want to give up photography. I don't want to give up being a health coach and going to school for nutrition. I don't want to give up having a side business through a company called Young Living. I'm just going to keep it all. Like, there's not, I can't emotionally or physically prioritize one over the other. I didn't want to choose. And I was like, watch me do all three while working full time. And last year was pretty rough. And it's just one of those, like, shoot, I don't know if it's right or wrong. It's just, I'm still personally, I don't know what I believe. Like, should I be choosing one? Is there a way to balance all of them? I don't know where I'm at right now. I'm just kind of adjusting still and figuring out a lot of that. But it's just really interesting, kind of like what you were saying, you prioritized, you figured out that you couldn't keep dance and so you had to cut it. And so it's just like, how do you find that line of this goes below the line and this stays up here, type of thing. It's
And I
very
think,
interesting.
yeah, and it's different for everyone, I think. Like if you're single and you have like there's not that time of hey, you got to make sure that you're like investing in this relationship, then I had way more free time as a single person than I did married. And so it's just it's different stages of life, and it's kind of I feel like you have to assess it every now and again of like, okay, well, I can take on all these things, but then if there's a certain point to where you're like, oh, I'm not happy right now. Like, at first, this was giving me a lot of joy, and now it feels like a chore. Then I feel like that's a sign to be like, okay, like freaking Marie Kondo, how do you say it? Marie Kondo. I have her. I'm a huge fan. Sorry for not knowing her name. Big fan of the
Big
show, the book, really
fan.
love. But it's taking the same method of does it spark joy?
Right. Yeah.
And if it doesn't spark joy, then you hug it and you let it go. I do hear your dog, by the way. For sure, hear your dog.
He's being so annoying right now.
He's
He's
like,
grabbing his toy and then dropping
oh.
it right next to my microphone. I'm like, dude, stop.
He is needy. It's
You have no idea.
so funny. I
Anyways, yeah,
think,
spark joy. That's good.
yeah, and then it's like it also. So I had someone message me on Instagram asking to send me stuff and then me pose in it and post photos of it. And I was like, well, what they wanted me to do wasn't anything a part of who I am or what I value per se and like what my style is. And so it sucked, but I was like, I had to tell them no. And it was like, I've been in the situation where I've said yes to things that at the end I'm like, this is taking up so much of my time. They're having me go and shoot this look and I have to send it to them and then they have to say yes to it, especially if you're not getting paid for that. And that's the problem that I think is coming in. And I am not by any means an influencer, but what is happening with a lot of companies doing is taking advantage of people and basically getting free advertisement.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, and to a degree, if they're sending you free stuff and you love their products, you typically should be getting like an affiliate code or an ambassadorship like title and be a part of the company in some small way. And then you're making a little bit of commission off of it. It's a give situation, but a lot of people who will just be like, well, can you just post in it? No, I can't. Because my time, and that's where it comes, is like my time is more valuable than me going out, spending an evening or a free afternoon doing something for you that I'm not really passionate about. You asked me, like, it sounds bad, but you almost have to be that tough person of like, hey, I'm sorry, but like, I can't take that on right now. And I am a type 9. I am a people pleaser. It kills me
Yes, you
every
are.
time to say no to someone. But it's just, I've been in too many situations where I've said yes, and I'm like, this is not worth it. And that's the line. That's where it is of like, you got too much on your plate. If they're not seeing your value and they're not seeing the time you're putting into it as valuable, then that's just not something you want to, put yourself in.
Investing. Do you feel like you were ever at a place before you found like a different rhythm or balance where you thought you had to say yes to everything or had to stay busy? Like, if I'm not busy, I'm not productive.
Oh,
Or.
yeah. Because you feel like nothing else is going to come after that one thing. It's like, oh my gosh, this is it. No one's ever going to ask me to work with them. This is like my only chance to do this. And it's like, no, there's literally a million opportunities. I just
What about with like
signed.
your video, like making videos and acting and just like everything, all of your side passions that you want to pursue? Was there ever a point where you were like, I can't give myself time alone, I can't take a break, I can't stop? You know what I mean? Like that kind of mindset where you didn't have a balance and you were just saying yes to everything, trying to go. Trying to just, or do you feel like you kind of just slowly added and took away to where you didn't really have that imbalance?
I think if there was ever an imbalance, it was like a week, but it was a week because maybe like some weeks you get like four auditions and it's just exhausting during a 5-day week to have something almost every single day. But it's also really exciting and fun. and you're like stoked about it, but then let's say another company is saying, this is the pitcher guideline. Have you emailed us all your things yet? And then it all falls in the same week.
Yeah.
It's situations like that that's like, oh my gosh, this is so tiring. But whenever weeks like that happen, I have learned to almost like encourage myself in the fact that like this is only a week, not every week is like this, and I'm going to get rest. And so it's almost like, so I've been looking forward to this beach day since last weekend when I was in Texas and it was really busy but really fun, but then I came home and went right into a work week. But it was that whole time of like, okay, I knew that going into it. It's like you have to almost every week, I have this expectation of this could be the busiest week of my life, and it's all unplanned things because of the career that I'm in. Or it could be the chillest week of my life, and I'd rather be emotionally prepared for the busiest and then be pleasantly surprised. And so I kind of just have, I know what my days will typically look like. And if I have built up the emotional stamina, then I'm good. And that's kind of like this trick of like, be prepared for anything. But I always have a day on my weekend that I'm like, I'm not cleaning. I am not, unless cleaning is like something that I want to do, because sometimes I really love cleaning.
That's true.
So I'm not cleaning, I'm not grocery shopping. I am just giving myself 5 hours of sitting, of reading, of watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, of doing nothing. And it's like you have to, and I know not everyone can do that depending on what area of life you're living in right now. And so again, I used to have only one day off every week working two jobs. So it's like I've been there, I understand it too. And there does like I like and that's a perfect example. It's ebb and flow. Like that point of your life is not the forever point of your life.
Just a
Things will
season.
change gradually, slowly. I went from a one day a week to a 3 day weekend. So it's like it's life. And it'll go back, who knows? It could go back to something crazy. Like you just never know. So I'm just it's like being thankful in the resting points. I feel like that's the most important thing. What about you?
That's really good. I think that I would let myself get overwhelmed or stack my schedule way longer than a week. I would just say, oh, I'm fine, I can do it. Superwoman mode for a good majority of our first year of marriage, I think, especially. And it was just one of those realizing that I wasn't creating a sustainable life through doing that. And it wasn't very practical. It was extremely draining. And then I wasn't giving myself, I didn't want to rest. I viewed rest as like losing time and not being a benefit to me and to my health and to like my well-being. And so really learning after it was like just months and months of just running myself dry, wanting to just do anything and everything. And so I had to learn to allow myself rest and downtime. And I think part of that was like, especially at night, I get very, I can't work late at night. I'm way too, not like negatively emotional, but I can like get in my feels at night. So if I want to be productive in work, I have to come like straight home from my work or something and then get something done or work on it during the weekends. And so just learning my who I am right now, like, okay, working late at night was way more stressful than it was a fun, creative environment. And so I had to like learn that about myself and say, okay, once it's like past dinner, I put my phone in the other room. I have all these settings like notifications stop from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. I try not to stay on like an hour after I wake up. I'm not on my phone. Like just really trying. I would just get so stressed out and just nitpicking about myself or my life or where I was at. I just like had to figure out where was my stopping point. And so I think learning that and learning when to build different things and when to rest and when to pursue this and, when to just sit and enjoy and like really allowing myself to enjoy those small moments and those still moments.
Yeah.
And I think that really helped. It helped me be more productive in the times I wanted to be productive. Because then I was like, okay, I've got an hour before I want to be done with this. So I'm going to put all distractions aside. I'm going to focus on it. And then I ended up being more productive than I have all day to do it. And I'm really stressed out in the evening, but I still have to get it done. It's just like, I just didn't feel productive. And so that
Yeah.
was a really good, just for me personally, learning how to balance that.
So basically, you had to learn, you're fine with keeping all the things you were doing. You just need to learn to give yourself a break.
As of right now, yes, that's what I'm saying.
That's what's working right
I
now.
am not pregnant and have not had a kid yet, so Lord knows when that happens,
Yeah.
what I'm gonna feel. But in this season where I'm at right now, yes, learning to work when I feel most productive to work, not when everyone else is, not when,
Yeah.
all the famous gurus out there saying like, hey, you work from 9 to 5 and then you work till 12 at night and you get it done and work your passion. It's like I would just wake up exhausted and drained after 2 days. Like it just wasn't practical for me. And if it works for some people, that's amazing. But not beating myself up over, I can't do that one specific way, so I'm not going to be successful. Like
Yeah.
that, fighting against that mindset, and finding what works for you and knowing that you're going to be successful in your own way and you're going to reach your own goals your own way and no one else can do what you can do. No one else has that creative perspective that you do and embracing it and holding on to it instead of being like, well, I can't do what they're saying, so I'm not going to, push for it
Yeah.
anymore.
Yeah, and I think it's all like it just depends on where you're at. It depends on where you live. It depends on if you have kids. Like, there's just so many factors, and I think sometimes in society, at least in our society, it's like if I'm not doing 10 million things and if I'm not busy, something's wrong. And it's like, no, I don't want busy to be a good thing. Like, people strive to be busy.
In
And I
America, in our
think,
culture.
yeah, I think we should strive to be stoked. You know what I'm saying?
To be stoked.
Like, yeah.
Explain that for the people, please.
So stoked means excited, if you didn't know. So that's that word. Stoked as in, like, dude, I'm gonna wake up at 6 in the morning because I'm stoked to finish writing my book. I'm just gonna stick with book
I
analogies today.
love
I'm not writing a book, nor will I ever. But
Don't speak
I
too
am,
soon.
who girl? But you know what I mean? It's like, it's not this, oh, I'm trying to be busy because everyone who's important is busy. That's not healthy. And to just be doing what you're passionate about because you want to do it, not because, oh, everyone else is doing this thing, or, oh, I should be like doing this, doing that. It goes to like the comparison and that whole messy thing. That was so aggressive from your dog.
I can't. He probably has to poop or something.
Oh my
He's
gosh.
like staring at me.
We do not need this information.
Just
He's
mute me
going like
out while you're talking.
Jax, sorry, we're trying to have an adult conversation with our listeners.
Real, get away from me. Stop being a bully. He's a bully.
All the moms who listen are like, wait till you have a baby.
Yeah, right.
Oh
I'm trying to record with the baby
my
in the background.
gosh.
Cute.
Cute, but not happening for so long. At least for me. Well, we won't get, I
Yeah, we
won't.
won't get
Never
into
mind.
that. Hopefully, mine will be this next year. So, holla.
Oh my gosh, did you just announce that you're going to be pregnant next year? That is big news, guys. You heard it here first. Danielle's
Hello.
going to be pregnant sometime next year.
Sometime next year. Hopefully, we can have a little fall pregnancy, y'all.
Are you seriously announcing you're pregnant?
I'm not pregnant right now. I'm just
Danielle
saying.
is pregnant, guys. You heard it here first on the
Stop.
podcast.
This is out. No. Oh my gosh, this is a gossip spread. Gosh.
Danielle's not pregnant.
I'm not.
It's okay, guys.
For all of
False
you
alarm.
Yeah. I'll let
it
you
was,
know.
It was like going
it
to
is,
your
though.
Instagram immediately. Did she announce? Did she announce right now?
Oh my gosh. You're so funny.
Thank
Anyways,
you.
Yeah. Pursue your dreams, your side hustles, whatever it is. Don't give up too soon. Prioritize. Learn
know
to
when
rest.
To cut things out.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy
At the
end
journey.
Of the day.
You're going to mess up and it's okay. Everyone does. And everyone that's somewhere has been there.
And learn from everything.
Yes.
And it is all a process. And you will look back on this time of your life when you are a CEO of your own company. And you're
yes,
just going to be
am.
Like, wow, I owe it all to DJ and Jessica. of basically. Just kidding. We are all a team here, ladies.
Yes, we are.
Be stoked. Be blessed. But don't be a busy bitch. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you were going to say, but don't be stressed. Because that would a heck rhyme. And you ruined
Wait.
The rhyme.
Be stoked, be blessed, but don't be stressed. Yo, a little too cheeseball, but I like it.
I love it.
Don't dab.
I'm
okay,
dabbing.
We have to
I
go.
I had
to
dab Danielle, for that.
Danielle's dabbing, so I cannot handle it. So this is my time to hang up on her now, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes.
Speaking of side hustles, this is one of ours. So.
Yeah.
Anyone can do it. Everyone is qualified to an extent. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Is that your dog again?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like trying to keep him hushed. He's freaking out.
Okay, so he probably has to poop for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
So DJ is so anxious. Guys, leave us a rate on iTunes. That helps us
Please.
So much. If you want to leave comments on iTunes, that's even cuter, but you don't have to because I know that's just, like, kind of a lot.
But we
follow
secretly
us
love
on,
reading them.
But
so.
Secretly, please freaking do it. We need encouragement, right, guys?
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram, Basically Organic Podcast. Danielle is It's Danielle Bridges, and I am Jesse Meckler. And have a great week, great day,
yes.
great everything.
You are awesome.
And we love you guys.
Peace out.
Bye.